might have a mom, she might be the bomb, but ain't nobody got a mom like mine. Her love's till the end, she's mine.
各位开言的听众，特别是我们的妈妈听众们，祝大家母亲节快乐 ，Happy Mother's Day！ 我是 Jenny。
Happy Mother's Day, this is Connor.
那今天我们的节目呢就要送给全天下所有的妈妈们啊、我首先要祝我自己的妈妈母亲节快乐，然后谢谢你对我的养育之恩。年龄越大，自己做了妈妈以后，真的就是 you know, makes you appreciate your own mom even more.
It does, and I appreciate her a lot.
对，好，那我们今天的节目呢，其实要跟大家说一下母亲节，因为在中国我们以前也不太过嘛， so we just started celebrating Mother's Day not too long ago in China. 然后我还在想 and I never wondered who came up with this holiday. How did it get started? 那我们今天的节目里都会跟大家分享。
Yeah, so it started 110 years ago.
Oh, but before we get into these facts, 还是要跟大家说一下，如果你对英语、对美国文化感兴趣的话，都可以到我们的公众号来看一看，开言英语，开放的开，语言的言。那也希望我们很多的内容啊，不管，因为我们现在有很多妈妈听众嘛，在自己学英语或者在给小朋友做这个英语启蒙，希望我们都给你提供了很多的价值啊。好，那 sorry Connor, I just interrupted you.
Oh no.
And this is, first of all, when is Mother's Day?
Yes, it is on the second Sunday of May.
就是五月的第二个星期天。So the actual date changes every year.
That's right. The date changes every year, but it will always be on a Sunday.
And it's always beautiful spring.
Yeah, it's in spring. So things are, you know, coming alive again.
And 说到这个 I was talking about, you know, who came up with this day, this tradition,、and it started...
So 1908, a long time ago,a woman named Anna Jarvis, yeah, she wanted to honor her mother after she died.
就是一位美国的女性叫 Anna Jarvis,、然后她是在1908年的时候,她自己妈妈,so her mother passed away,、过世以后呢,她就说我要怎么来you know, remember and commemorate her.
Exactly, yeah.
是吧？我要纪念她，我要怀念她。然后不仅是她自己的妈妈 ，She also wanted to do it for all mothers、everywhere.
Exactly, exactly. So it started as this kind of local thing, just about mothers. But then it became commercialized, right?
对，就是像前面说到这位 Anna Jarvis, she is the mother of Mother's Day. We can call her.
Yeah.
刚开始的时候就是自己的妈妈或者她那个小范围和 community 那边的妈妈、但这个后来变成全美国 it became a nationwide thing and now an international thing and a lot of it really has to do withprofit, right?
Yeah,
with commercialization, consumerism.
Yeah.
所以其实后来母亲节的母亲啊，这位 Anna Jarvis 女士 she actually criticized aspect.
Yeah, because it's getting away from the original meaning, right? The reason that she started it.
对，所以她其实在后来对这个母亲节的商业化，她自己还挺批判这件事情的啊。哎，但是呢，虽然我们是criticize the commercialization of Mother's Day. But at the same time, you know, like for me, I still want to do something nice for my mom.
Yeah, I think it's fine. I mean, if you want something to spread, it's going to be commercialized if you want it to spread and reach other people.
对，然后就是你看母亲节还是希望至少do something special for,、for our moms,、right? Take them out maybe for lunch, for dinner, buy them...Even if it's not an expensive gift,、even if you just make it yourself, 或者给妈妈送花、buy them some flowers.、
Oh, flowers or spa day, right?、
spa day. 你有带你妈妈吗 You've ever taken your mom on a spa day?
Well, I didn't do that. Usually we take my mom to brunch.
Oh, 对，这个好像、Mother's Day brunch.
Mm-hmm.
母亲节的早午餐也非常流行啊。那我刚刚说到 speaking of flowers, 因为我是觉得在中美有一个有意思的文化差异吧。就是在中国 Connor, 其实我们母亲节会象征妈妈的我们是会送 carnations。
Right, so carnations, you can usually see those at funerals more than buying them for Mother's Day.
对，确实好像在美国康乃馨在葬礼上用的比较多。 啊。那美国就北美 ，What flowers do you buy your moms on Mother's Day?
Yeah, usually lilies.
啊，百合花 ，Yeah,、mm-hmm. I can see that. 对，
yeah.
反正就是我们的一片心意嘛 ，Right?
Yeah, they're simple and they're pretty.
对 ，and they smell really nice.
They、
nice、
do, yes,、
fragrant.
for sure.
对，好，那我觉得像今天母亲节啊。另外还有有意思的一个可能 contrast 一个文化差异的对比就是 different parenting styles between Chinese moms and American moms.
Right,、yeah.
真的这个差异是挺大的啊。
Right, so this starts right from when you become pregnant. You're going to be a new mother, right?
啊、对，这个其实文化差异从怀孕就开始了。你说这 pregnant, 对吧？因为在美国你们会有一个叫 baby shower.
Mm-hmm, shower. This is not like a bath shower. This is a party. It's a party, right?
对，这个不是给 baby 洗澡。它其实就是 you shower the、mom to be with gifts.
Mm-hmm, lots of gifts for the baby.
对、
yeah,
对、
yeah, yeah.
所以基本上就是 usually they're all...Women, right? The
yeah,
new
yeah.
mom or the mom to be would invite her besties, her BFFs,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
请闺蜜，然后闺蜜就像 Connor 说的，大家都会带一些以后可能这个小宝宝会用到的东西，或者新生妈妈会新产妇会用到的东西啊。但讲到这个 being pregnant, 在中文里面 we'll literally say.I have a baby now to mean I am pregnant.
Oh, okay.
我有宝宝了，但可能就是说这个有了 ，it's still a fetus.
啊、oh, ，
还是胎儿，
yeah, yeah.
还在你的 inside your tummy， 还在肚子里。
Yeah, well, when it gets big, I mean, it's a baby.
I know,
right?
But in English, if you say I have a baby,、mm. it means the baby is there.
Is out. Yeah, you gave birth. Yeah,
出来了。
Yeah, yeah.
所以那个英语里如果要说 the baby is still in your tummy, you、mm-hmm. just say、
I'm pregnant.
Being pregnant,、
yeah.
是吧？怀孕了啊。And of course, new mothers, they all have this beautiful pregnant glow.
Mm-hmm, the pregnant glow. It's this, the skin looks like it's really healthy and you're really happy and it's like you're glowing, right?
对，就是 glow,、yeah. 就是发光的，然后有母性的光辉，然后特别漂亮啊。但很多人也说，就是怀男孩人会变丑，There's the saying that if you're pregnant with boys, it actually makes you uglier. And I have two boys. 我觉得两个孩子怎么办？好好，我们还是说一下一些有趣的中美妈妈的 parenting differences 啊。I think probably the biggest stereotype is that Chinese moms are Asian moms in general.
Yes, yes.
Tend to be more tiger moms.
Yeah, tiger mom, like kind of strict, right?
对，虎妈，然后就是 Connor 说的非常严格，很 strict。然后呢，我觉得 tiger mom 还有就是，就对小孩子的要求很高 ，so they typically have very high standards and expectations for、mm-hmm. their children, especially when it comes to grades.
Grades at school, yeah, yeah.
特别是学业，我刚说这 grades 成绩的要求很高 ，so、mm-hmm. I should say we push our kids very hard academically.、
Mm-hmm.
就是我们在学术上对孩子就 push them really hard.
Yeah, and we do here as well, but it's just a little more.More softly, I think.
Look, when you were growing up, did your mom, were grades a big thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were. My dad bought us things if we got good grades, so it was kind of, we were getting a reward if we got good grades.
但我觉得北美的妈妈吧 in general, they're more hands-off.
In America, yeah, it's a little more hands-off. We use this term free-range parenting.
对，这个 term 我也很喜欢，因为 free-range 就是散养，我们说 free-range chicken 是吧，散养鸡。然后那个孩子说你是放养的，这英文其实可以说 free-range parenting.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's the best way. I think maybe a mix is a good way.
对，是，就是 you know, mix of hands-on and hands-off,、mm-hmm. 是吧？前面说 hands-off 就是你很放手。Hands off. And you, 有的时候你也不能很放手，你还是要很 involved， 还是需要很 hands on， 对吗？ Mm-hmm. 那其实我觉得那个 stereotype 说啊、哦，这个美国妈妈都很 hands off 呀，很 free range， 其实也不是。我自己搬到加拿大以后，这个北美文化，我觉得。北美的妈妈和爸爸 they actually need to be very involved、
hmm.
因为在亚洲我自己在国内的时候其实 I had a lot of parenting help with、you know from my parents、
yeah.
from you know nannies、这个就算幼儿园下午 四点多校车就送来。But when I moved here, all of that support was gone. Because I think the expectation here is, you know, parents need to raise their own children.
Yeah, it's very much on the parents to do the raising. If there are grandparents around, of course, that helps too. But even sometimes grandmas don't want to, like, take care of the kids for too long. Like, oh, one day a week, that's enough.
Jen, 你又是一个 stereotype, 人家说这个外国的爷爷奶奶、外公外婆都不带孩子。
Yeah, grandmas and grandpas want to relax.
对, 对，所以我觉得反正不管在哪个国家哪个文化里面了，当父母特别当妈妈真的都很不容易啊。那而且这两年其实北美也有 you see this talk of helicopter parenting、
mm-hmm,
就是用另外一种方式的育儿啊。是 helicopter, it's the airplane, right?
Yeah, so it's always over, it's always hovering over the baby. It's usually just for young children.
但现在其实越来越大的小孩父母也是很不放心，也需要我们说的做直升机父母啊 ，helicopter parents， 一直要在小孩的头上侦查什么 ，because you know with social media, digital devices，
yeah，
就是其实是更危险，有的时候 it adds just another layer of complexity and、mm-hmm. and just uncertainty, I think.
Yeah, if you see a parent always behind their little kid, making sure they don't fall off the bench or fall over, that's a helicopter parent.
对，而且现在还有一些父母就是说，我得去查查我孩子的 Instagram 账号是什么 ，Snapchat 是什么，
yeah.
我要看看他们在网上干什么事儿哈。哎，康道，我觉得还有一点是这个美国妈妈还有一个特色。就是they push their kids to do a lot of different kind of activities, not just, you know, like classroom learning, books.
Yeah, exactly. So I did a lot of that after school. It's called extracurricular activities. For me, it was mostly sports.
体育。
Yeah, baseball. I did dancing too, actually. Dancing and swimming. Yeah.
What kind of dancing?
We did tap dance and swing dance and jazz dance.
你这么厉害，所以你是可以上那种什么 Dancing with the Star.
Kind of, yeah. So every Monday night, I went to dance class.
Do you still have it with you?
Maybe a little. I got the rhythm. Maybe.
还是能跳跳有韵律啊，就还好小时候妈妈让你去学是吧？But it's all about as a mother. 我现在就是也体会到我的两个儿子嘛，在加拿大，我也觉得怎么特别的忙。So 5 out of 7 days a week, there's an extra curriculum activity.
Yeah, you can.
对，我现在就是一周七天里面只有两天是没有事儿的，然后另外五天都有安排，就是他们学 hockey 冰球，然后 swimming
piano
游泳，钢琴，我没让他们学，但他们。在国外又怕中文落下，学中文，然后呢又是什么各种各样的什么 mad science 学这种科学东西，要学画画，反正也是很忙。但我深有一个体会，就是学校学业的东西就有点像见缝插针。In between ECA, they do their homework.
Yeah,
yeah, that's like the reverse as in China.、Mm-hmm. 对对。反正 Connor 现在还年轻嘛 ，so you don't have kids and you're not even married.
Right,
just warning you.
Yes,
it's a lot of work.
Yeah, I've seen this in my other relatives who have kids now, and I'm getting prepared for it.
现在慢慢准备是吧？好，那今天我们节目的最后啊，就是我觉得现在当妈妈真的非常辛苦，因为 we need to play many different roles, we wear many different hats,、mm-hmm. right? Being a mother, being a wife, being a career woman,、
mm-hmm.
各种各样的 there are many different demands in life. 那我还是、
oh, yeah.
对，在这一天，希望妈妈们有一个属于你的一天。We hope.This is a day for you, and you get to celebrate, you get to unwind, you get to even think about nothing and just relax.
Right, so I have a special gift for all the mothers here, who are listening, because we appreciate you. So the word mother, we've broken it down into, 6 kind of adjectives.About mothers that we are so thankful for.
对，就是把 mother 这个词每一个字母我们拆解出来，跟大家诠释一下，是不是 ？So how about we start with M?
Yes, M. So amazing. The M in amazing. That's mother.
Mother 真的就是太伟大、太奇妙了啊！是 amazing. What about O?
Yeah, O. So the O in loving.
对，当然了，妈妈就是无私的爱，非常的 loving.
Mm-hmm, yes, and next is the T, M-O-T, the T in strong.
对，还非常的坚强有力量。
Mm-hmm, and M-O-T-H, the H is...thankful.
对，妈妈也很感恩嘛，就是像我现在感恩我的先生，感恩我的父母，感恩我的，也感恩我的孩子，很乖，来到我的生命里，很可爱。然后 what about the E?
Yeah, that would be the E in selfless.
这个真的 selfless, 妈妈很无私啊。And that takes us to the final letter?
Yeah, R, and of course all mothers are like this, caring.
嗯。非常的 caring, 无微不至的关怀啊。啊，好，听了今天的节目，我现在就是赶快要去给我自己的妈妈打个电话，然后祝我亲爱的妈妈母亲节快乐，然后也谢谢大家的收听，要听妈妈的话，别忘了给妈妈打电话， Don't forget to call your mother. 然后、
yes.
对我们男性的听众，你的太太，你的妈妈，赶快也 do something nice for them.
Your mother is expecting something nice.
好，感谢大家的收听，开言英语，祝大家 Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
We'll see you next time. 再见。
Talk to you later.
You might have a mom, she might